What Makes an Effective Executive? By Peter F. Drucker. An effective executive does not need to be a leader in the sense that the term is now most commonly used. Harry Truman did not have 1 ounce of charisma, for example, yet he was among the most effective chief executives in U.S. history. Similarly, some of the best business and nonprofit CEOs I've worked with over a 65-year consulting career were not stereotypical leaders. They were all over the map in terms of their personalities, attitudes, values, strengths, and weaknesses. They ranged from extroverted to nearly reclusive, from easygoing to controlling, from generous to parsimonious. What made them all effective is that they followed the same 8 practices. They asked, what needs to be done? They asked, what is right for the enterprise? They developed action plans. They took responsibility for decisions. They took responsibility for communicating. They were focused on opportunities rather than problems. They ran productive meetings. They thought and said, we rather than I. The first 2 practices gave them the knowledge they needed. The next 4 helped them convert this knowledge into effective action. The last 2 ensured that the whole organization felt responsible and accountable. Get the knowledge you need. The first practice is to ask what needs to be done. Note that the question is not, what do I want to do? Asking what has to be done and taking the question seriously is crucial for managerial success. Failure to ask this question will render even the ablest executive ineffectual. When Truman became president in 1945, he knew exactly what he wanted to do. Complete the economic and social reforms of Roosevelt's New Deal, which had been deferred by World War II. As soon as he asked what needed to be done, though, Truman realized that foreign affairs had absolute priority. He organized his working day so that it began with tutorials on